There could be big changes ahead for Anchorage's taxi industry. During its meeting tomorrow, the Assembly is voting on a measure that aims to eliminate the fixed number of cabs operating in the city, which would happen in a phased approach over the next few years. South Anchorage Assemblymember Bill Evans introduced it.
What the ordinance does is basically kind of ends the sort of monopoly that the municipality has created around the number of taxi cabs that are allowed to operate in the city, and moves towards a more open market, more competitive type of arrangement.
If it passes, the measure would get rid of the secondary market for cab permits, which, according to documents submitted by the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce, can cost more than $100,000. Currently, Anchorage has less than 200 taxi permits. Evans' measure would allow 20 more permits to come online every year for 5 years, transitioning toward a totally open market. At that point, taxis would be more like a regular business license, with an annual fee of just under $2,000 to hold the permit. Evans and other critics of Anchorage's cab industry say there are not enough cars to meet demand at times like bar break, and that far-flung parts of the municipality, like the Hillside and Eagle River, are underserved.
It's not deregulation of the taxi industry, because we're still going to have all the same safety regulations on drivers and on vehicles that currently exist. We're only changing the number of taxis that can be allowed to operate.
The measure will not bring in app-based cab services like Uber and Lyft, which are currently blocked from operating in Alaska under state laws. But there are pieces of the bill which open the door to such companies, and Evans is planning on introducing a subsequent measure that would give them the green light if state laws change. There will be a separate measure also up for a vote on whether to attach a $1 charge to cab fares when a customer pays with a credit card. Public testimony before the Assembly starts tomorrow after 6 p.m. in the LUSAC Library.